And now this is a dictation for Lois, L-O-U-I-S-E, Bissell, B-I-S-S-E-L-L, August 28, 63. Address as a letter to Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear sirs at Masonic Home, this is a telemedicine visit for Mrs. Bissell. Chronic kidney disease. Caregiver participated at this encounter. No hospital visit, morbid obesity. Respiratory dependence on tracheostomy. Able to tolerate oral diet, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness of blood, no documented abdominal or back pain, stable edema, tongue sacral decubiti, problems of insomnia, no recent hemoptysis, antibiotics, or pneumonia, other review system is negative, medication list review for helping release of tracheal secretion. She is on nebulizer with acetylcysteine, acetylcysteine. Remains on Bumex Coric. Insulin management, magnesium replacement, nitrate, and Demodex. Next paragraph, she's able to answer questions, no evidence of respiratory distress, blood pressure 124/76, blood weight 353, no expressive aphasia or facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, chemistry she made, creatinine 2.1, still within her baseline for the last 1 year, representing a GFR 27 to 30 stage 3-4. She has anemia, last hemoglobin at 7.7, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal sodium potassium elevated by bicarbonate lightly from respiratory failure and diuretics, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 4, progressive over the years, stable the last one. I described to her the meaning of advanced renal failure. Potentially, if she drops to GFR 15 or less and symptoms might require dialysis, I encourage her to learn about the options, given her morbid obesity and being in a nursing home facility, peritoneal dialysis will not be an option. Consider AV fistula if respiratory cardiovascular will be able to tolerate. We are trying to avoid dialysis catheters. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. She does have severe anemia. No documented external bleeding. Although there is documented iron deficiency. I understand that she might be at risk for invasive interventions. There has been no need for changes of diet for potassium. Nutrition in the low side. Phosphorus should be part of regular blood tests. PTH needs to be updated for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Prior CAT scan, abdomen and pelvis has not shown any evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. She does have enlargement of liver, spleen, and prior documented ascites. She has low ejection fraction back in November 2021. With dilated chambers and some degree of valve abnormalities. Encourage patient to discuss with family member about wishes. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.